For somebody with a question on random play checks, he knows we're going live, but we'll tell him to refrain from mentioning. Let's see. Yo, are you there?
Yes.
All right, don't mention your name or your agency because we're going to record it. So I'm just going to pitch. We're going to pitch the question, and unless you want to name your name and agency, I don't give a shit. Don't matter to me. I know a lot of guys want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
You want to tell people who you are? No, you don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
All right. So, dude, let's pitch the question. I'm going to give you an answer. And the reason I'm doing a video with this is because I want everybody to learn from your question. Because if you're the only, you're not the only person, I'm sure, with this question. So let's go for it.
Okay. So my question is in regards to pulling someone over without a visual confirmation of the RO for suspended license or active warrants. It was discussed on the page about case law for State versus Donis and State versus Pitcher, which states you can stop the vehicle, but if it's not the RO, you have to terminate unless something else arises.
Right.
My question is, if you stop that vehicle without visual confirmation, you walk up and the driver is drunk, do you have the authority to arrest him for a DUI, or is it going to be thrown out in court since you had no other reason to stop?
All right, I'm going to just rewind a little bit. It's good. It's a good question, and I'm going to answer it, and I have a good answer for you. I didn't have to research it. It's just supportive things that I teach. And again, dude, this is for the video. You know, that's why it doesn't sound like as much of a casual conversation because we're going to try to instruct on this. But the first thing I'm going to tell you is I am always advising people that if you want to let that MDT be your first point to recognize it's a vehicle possibly with a problem, you know, if that's what you're doing, if you're running, you know, maybe you're just happen to be cruising, you're just running them for pleasure and, you know, goofing around with it and you run somebody. My advice to you is even if it pops and has something to do with the RO, not the car itself, because it's the car itself, you know, inherently you got the stop if it's unregistered or suspended registrations or obviously stolen too. But if it pops and you can't make visual contact with the RO, I think before anything, you should just find a Title 39 violation to stop it for. And so that just comes back down to being better, well-versed with Title 39 and knowing violations. So a lot of guys are like, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to stop them for. Like, read Title 39. There's a lot of caveats in there that are really simple things. And that would really fix this whole situation. Now, if you don't have anything else and you run a plate and the RO comes back suspended and you can't make visual contact while you're behind the guy, of course you can effectuate the stop, guy or girl, you can effect the stop. But dude, once you get to a point when you can't identify them or there's mismatched identifications, yes, you have to terminate the stop. However, there's nothing that says that if something arises during that time when you exit your vehicle, go to the car and make that confirmation that you don't gain more knowledge that something else is going on. It's legal up until that point. It becomes illegal if you have nothing else to go on and you continue to persist to ask these people questions with nothing else at all. So you are under no duty or obligation to retreat from a drunk driver or maybe even somebody. You walk up to the car and you're like, you know, you can explain in your report that you didn't know who was driving the car. You ran it. It came back suspended. You pulled the car over as you were walking up and they rolled the window down and you made visual identification that it wasn't the person. You could smell the odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle or you saw something in plain view. Or you smell the odor of alcohol and their eyes were bloodshot and watery and they were fumbling and they couldn't, it appeared like they were intoxicated. You're good to go with that. You just have to explain it correctly in your report on how you were doing it, what you were doing. And again, just to not have to worry about any of this stuff and fix all this, just find a Title 39 violation. And that's it. It's just that simple, dude. There's such simple stuff that people don't know. And I'll just mention off the top of my head for failure to signal, if you actually engage your turn signal, if you actually hit the brakes or slow down before engaging your turn signal, and then you go to turn, that's a violation of the, I think it's 4126. That's a simple one. That's a good one to use. That's just off the top of my head, something real basic that guys, if you guys get more familiar with these are the small things that you can use to effectuate the stop to fix any kind of concerns that maybe a stop like this would bring about. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, man. Dude, I appreciate the phone call. We'll do another one later. Do you have any more questions for me while we're on the phone?
I do not.
Have you been to the 2-day class?
I'm not trying to get into one. You just opened one in Morris County.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get into that one.
Cool, man. Yeah, it's definitely worth time. Do you have anybody that you know that's gone to the 2-day training?
No, I don't.
Oh, shit, man. That's a little disheartening. That kind of deflates my head a little bit. All right, all good, brother. Yo, if you need anything, you got my cell phone number. Call me, reach out to me. I'm always here for you. And again, I didn't do a lot of cursing, a lot of chum talk, because we're going to record this and share it with everybody.
Okay, that's not a problem.
All right, dude, see you later.
Thank you. Have a good one.
See you. All right, guys, there you go. So I think we have some more questions coming up. We'll do a video later on in the day. I'm trying to get some more content on different platforms to make sure that everybody's getting what they need to get. And that's it. Looking for suggestions on ways to reach out to agencies. And I have some ideas, but I'll take any ideas from anybody. Reach out to agencies that we are trying to connect with, because we're not allowed to use the PPVNet system anymore to announce our classes. So if you guys come up with some email addresses, if you want to send in if you want to shoot a message over or send an email to streetcoptraining@gmail.com with your training guys' email address, so we can put them on the list and keep them posted and updated. Just send it over, or any suggestions you have on how we connect with people. I'm not doing a magazine because I don't read magazines anymore. So before you say that, but we'll be back later on. We'll do another video later. See you later.